The church wants us to be meditating on history as we have a few more days and then we begin the whole cycle again. And that's why we are reading the book of Daniel now. Daniel is an apocalypse. Apocalypse just means a revelation. And it was typical of and is of apocalyptic thought that it moves, it sees history in stages. And so this dream and its interpretation is understood to be about the messianic kingdom, which will never pass away. You know, the only institution in the whole history of the world to have lasted 2,000 years is the Roman Catholic Church. Never been anything like that that lasted that long, no matter how powerful it is. Because being the body of Christ and fed by the body of Christ is not totally subject, but it lives in a world where all of these things are happening. Wars and rumors of war, you know, they're happening, right? And so there is this Babylonian Empire. You see, that's the gold, and then it goes all the way through the various kingdoms. So we're in that world. But the meaning of the text is we, if we want it, are not subject to that rhythm. We are eternal because we're baptized. Or as Saint Irenaeus used to say, it's impossible for a body into which the Eucharist has come. If that person does not turn from God, it's impossible that that body be corrupt forever. It's impossible, because the very source of all life has been part of our body, that infinite source of divine life, every day. And so the seeds of resurrection are sown in our very physical body. And that's the, as we're on this Tuesday, we'll have some more like it. Finally see the kingdom comes that will never, and that's the church. It's not to our credit. Heavens, if the church's perdurance depended on us, it would have disappeared long ago. This is the work of the presence of Jesus Christ. So, one symbol for the Jews of this perennial existence was the temple. First one built by Solomon, destroyed, rebuilt by the Maccabees and so forth. Then this Herod, who was a great builder, a great organizer, he really was, he decided that people would be very happy and he would be able to have his way as king if he built a temple, the temple. So he did. But that temple didn't last. What lasts, you see, is not the stone temple, it's the human temple, the church. And so that's what this is all about, you see. And saying, you see, I tell you, days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another that will not be thrown down. And if you go now to see that, You don't see a temple at all. You see a Muslim mosque. Very elegantly done, mostly by Christian artisans who were hired to do the job. So what does that mean for us? Well, what can we do, what can we be that is lasting? It has to be in Christ. It has to be, you see, that's why as Irenaeus said about, we're going to receive this Eucharist, which the whole tradition calls the food of immortality. And in a way, it is the reason why this church, this reality, which is very human, will last until the end of time. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. But the secret of that is the Eucharist. Because our bodies are already, you see, touched by immortality. And the church will always be great and powerful and no, but always be until the end of time. And so it's worth reflecting on that and realize, you see, the need for evangelization to give people a meaning in their life. What are we doing on this globe? Who is Jesus Christ? What effect does it have on us? See, we know. By the mercy of God, we know. We didn't figure it out. It was given to us. So we should be very grateful as we watch this enactment of world history. We're living in the last few days of it liturgically right now. And next Sunday, we begin the history of the world all over again, yearning for a Messiah, an anointed one, who will come and set us free from sin, from darkness, from violence, from duplicity and corruption. And in a way, I think that most people, even if they've never heard of Jesus in a way, everybody has though now, there's not so much accent on the Christmas presents. At least I don't see as much, you know. And you know, there's only, 30 shopping days till Christmas or something. But it's not making the impact that it usually does. At least I don't think so. Maybe I'm just in my office all day and don't notice. But what we can realize is the lasting reality of Jesus Christ in his divinity and in his humanity. And we are joined to him, physically joined to him. That's why Paul calls us, the church calls herself, the body of Christ.